Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Wiener, deep left. Look at this. Steve. Oh, my goodness. He's done it. Quarantative Wiener. Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. He's done it in his home ballpark. John Wiener.
That's not the Rock stuff. That's Rocky stuff.
That is unbelievable.
All right. John Wiener brought to you by Xfinity, America's best internet service provider, according to speedtest.net. John joins us here on that fan hotline. Good morning to you, John. You seem to have lost your cell phone, I hear.
Yeah, it was picked up the other night, I guess. I was gambling a little bit, playing a little blackjack at the casino in Milwaukee, and yeah, it just it disappears. Can't find it, nobody could find it. Had surveillance, try to look for it, can't, you know, nothing. And then so you call the hotel, using other people's phones to call it. And so on the way back from after the game on Sunday from Milwaukee to the airport, some girl calls and says, "Oh, I have your phone." I don't know how she picked it up, where she got it, why she didn't like turn it in. But yeah, so I'll be getting it back. Supposed to show up today.
All right. Fair enough.
Happy ending in the end.
Yeah, Hotline brought to you by Armstrong Business. Thank you for that. To last night's festivities. We've gone over this chapter and verse this morning. My question is this. I don't know if I'm old school or if I'm what, but why couldn't Brian Gorman have called Donaldson and Musgrove together and said, "Hey, guys, knock it off. Let's end this. You go to first. You go out to the mound. Let's play baseball."
Well, you know, he didn't have to say that. He could have, you know. I mean, that never happens, but that's what happened. I mean, they were all calm. Donaldson was at first base. He seemed to be calmed down. Musgrove was on the mound. Everybody seemed nice and calm, and I was shocked. Everybody was shocked. It's really very hard to understand. I'm guessing from what I heard, I guess one of the writers had talked to Gorman after the game, and he said that he felt that Musgrove acted aggressively the way he threw his hat off and his glove off, and so he felt like he had to, you know, these are grown-ups, and you know how intense Musgrove is. I mean, he's as intense as anybody, and just the way that goes down, you got adrenaline going, everything else like that. I mean, they both just reacted, and neither one of them are going to back down, but once it's over, it's over. I mean, they separated, and that's that. You know, it was so bizarre. I don't know if I've ever seen, you know, an umpire do that, especially a veteran umpire that's been around so long, who knows, like, the consequences of getting a pitcher out of there in the first inning.
Above and beyond the mismanagement by the crew, John, is there something weird with the Braves towards the Pirates? Because we saw Acuna give Brault a weird look last week at home. We see Donaldson and Musgrove in the first inning. And then the second inning, it looked like Gausman said something as he was walking off the mound to Kamara Barti.
Yeah, I'm not real sure. I mean, you know, we'd only play him, you know, once each.
Uh-oh. And there goes John.
Uh-oh. The hotel phone got us. We'll try to get John Wiener back on the phone real quick.
How does the hotel phone just cut out like that?
I don't know. This is scary. Maybe somebody was calling him on his regular phone again, or maybe he got his I don't know. That's crazy stuff. We'll try to get John back real quick. We're going to do our epic ending in a couple minutes. Our epic ending brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Never clean your gutters again. That's coming up in its regular spot as producer Matt working hard. You know, he was getting into that answer about the Braves, too. I'd love to find, like, bad blood and figure out the bad blood.
There shouldn't be any, should there?
I don't know if there's enough of a history there. I don't know if there's enough familiarity or if they play each other enough familiarity for them to have the bad blood.
Yeah.
I keep searching for something like, why would these guys dislike each other? And it doesn't seem to be there, as I think we're wrestling John back up, and we do have him, John Wehner, back here on the Fan Morning Show. John, we were getting to this, and then something else, too, I think, in all of this. Could there have been, from the umpiring crew last night, a mandate from the league or something handed down from the league that we just don't know about?
No way. I don't think so. Again, I don't see any history here. I don't see any bad blood here. You know, boys will be boys. Some guys are a little more aggressive than others. I don't see how there would be any reason whatsoever to keep an eye on the Pirates and the Braves as if something was going on. It's just a bizarre night. Just something crazy. I think we would all would have known in one way, shape, or form if there was some bad blood or something brewing or something behind the scenes that, you know, that they had to worry about. Yeah, I don't get it. The whole Gausman Barty thing, I'm thinking, from what I heard, Gausman said something that he thought that the Pirates are cheaters or something along those lines. I have no idea where that came from or what that's all about either. It was just a crazy, crazy night.
And it continues to get crazy with the rotation now. I would suspect we'll get to see Mitch Keller tomorrow night, at least with all the holes in the rotation, that seems to make the most sense. What does it do for a guy like Keller? I don't know Keller that closely, but to blow up the way he did in the first inning in his debut outing, but then find his feet in the second through fourth innings and then still be sent down, do you think he used that as any kind of motivation? Is he the kind of guy who's going to take that and sort of wear it as a chip on his shoulder for a while to motivate him? Does he need that?
I don't know. You know, that's a good question. Obviously, when you're a young guy and you get called up and you have an outing like that, I mean, obviously you might be a little embarrassed and upset over the way the first inning went. But then, you know, you're a competitor and you compete and then you pitch well the three innings after that. I'm sure that he wanted to go back down and prove that he deserved to come back up and get another opportunity. I think with the way he pitched the other night, when Rookie Davis started here and for the Pirates, and he's down there, and what do you have, 13 strikeouts in five innings? I think he that kind of felt like, you know, some aggression. Like he seemed like, to me, without like seeing it or knowing much about it, it seemed like I bet that he was fired up that night, and you know, he didn't like the fact that he wasn't starting and Rookie Davis was. And so he went out there and struck out a career high 13, you know, all but two batters, outs recorded by strikeouts, which is pretty impressive. So I kind of felt that. I don't know if there's any truth to that or not, but he's deserving, you would think. I mean, the guy's been one of the best prospects, and with the way things are going, it's different if you have healthy guys, you know, but with the way everybody's down, I mean, you'd think he'd be the next guy up. So I think he'll come up and give another a different outing. I think he'll pitch a lot better. I don't think we'll see the problems he had in the first inning. And you know, whether he has extra motivation or not, who knows? It really doesn't matter at this point in time. He gets called up, he gets another opportunity, and you know, he has to prove, I think, that you know, he's worthy of staying in the rotation.
John, in a weird way, one of my big frustrations with Marte is the past 7 or 10 days that he's been this good and he's given this effort and he's legging everything out and he's going at it 100%. I just wish we would have seen this from the time that he's got here every single day.
Every hitter goes through ups and downs. You know, there are times like Josh Bell looks like he's struggling a little bit, as hot as he was for 2 months, and now he's struggling. Okay, there's no reason, and I've said this forever, there's no reason to slump defensively. There's no reason to slump on the bases. There's no reason to all of a sudden, I mean, because I'm not hitting, I don't hustle. Because I'm not hitting, I don't play defense. And I'm not saying that that's his mentality, it's obvious at times where you see the mental lapses, you see whether it be on defense or on the bases, or times that he doesn't run hard. I understand on routine ground ball, certain guys, you know, that are out there playing every day. I mean, you don't have to be going 100 miles an hour down the line when there's a routine ground ball. But you know, the mental breakdowns, I guess, I think, you know, Pirate fans have been frustrated about, because there's no reason for it. Again, I think, you know, what you want from a player that you're watching is 100% effort. You know, you want them engaged in the game mentally, physically. You know, again, offensively, there's times at the plate that you can't figure it out. It's a hard game at times. Hitting major league pitching, but that doesn't mean the other parts of your game should go along with your hitting. There's no reason to allow the other parts to suffer. You could still win games other ways.
John, last thing for you. Did you hear they found another? This is a third alligator they found in the city now. Chris, where was that third one?
Right at the John, right at the bottom of Agnew where it meets Beck's Run by the water company.
They found an alligator.
That's unbelievable. Really, that's like a half a mile from where I grew up. I'm right on top of the hill there.
That's our neighborhood.
And you know, it is crazy. I don't know. I mean, I've seen enough rats and stuff running around. Maybe it's kind of a hybrid. You know, maybe something going on there.
Things are getting crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
All right. Well, say hi to Jim. He just walked in.
All right. Hi, Jim. Nice
to
see you.
Yeah. Hi, John. Hope you get your phone back.
Yeah, he's getting it today. It's coming in the mail.
I'm supposed to get it today, yeah. I'm excited. It's amazing how much you rely on that thing. It's actually embarrassing how much you rely on technology in your phone. I mean, it is kind of nice not to have it at times, but you're like in a panic all day long. Like, what am I forgetting? It's every time I walk out of here, it's like, you know, I'm forgetting something. You know, what am I missing? But yeah, it's it'll be nice to have it back.
Yes, a far cry from when your phone used to be in one place in the house and you'd have to walk to it to call somebody and it didn't move.
How about I'm on a landline today and we lose the connection? What's more reliable than that?
I know. Oh, all right. Enjoy the ball game. Enjoy the next three games in Atlanta before you move on to Miami. Thank you, John.
All right, guys. Have a good night, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, look out for the Gator Rats down in Miami.
Yeah, John told me a story, too, by the way. When he played in Miami, they were going on the parade when they won the World Series.
Uh-huh.
They're going through, like, a little Havana or somewhere, and he said he looks over, and some guy has a handgun, and he just squeezes three off in the air, and he was on the victory, like, thing. And John was like, he looked at council or somebody, and he goes, man, it is serious. I was, because he's on his way to Miami, you know, after this series. He goes, man, some guy was just shooting a gun in the air at the parade. Look, and it's like lined with the people. Oh, my gosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.